Showtime, as they say.
It's showtime, everyone. Joe and Mike, buildassetsonline.com. Today, we're going to be talking about the top 10 best dropshipping products that you should be considering for 2023.
Oh my God, Joe, I have the window open. Okay, there we go. I fixed it. Joe, you sound a little bit under the weather. You look a little bit under the weather. What's going on with the weather?
It's true. It's true. I'm currently suffering from influenza, confirmed with a positive test. And yeah, that's about it.
Well, this is like your Michael Jordan flu game.
What does that mean? Did he play with the flu and like dominate or something?
Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
Well, let me tell you something. I remember when we were younger and played hockey, and I was sick once. And like, I think I played anyway. I had like a fever, and then I went to play like on the weekend. And once I was out there moving, like I didn't feel it anymore.
That's, you know, that's what was good about the olden days. I can't get away with that shit anymore because they'll just, you know, it's frowned upon. But Joe got the tissues going. Everybody wish Joe well in the chat. Fernando says, hello, Bow Gang. So, yeah, like Joe said, we're going to talk to you guys about the 10 best high-ticket dropshipping products for 2023. And this isn't just going to be some canned list. We're going to go through the internet, and we're going to find these together so you get an insight as to how we approach finding products and how we identify what's a good product and what's not. That way, you don't have to take it at face value. It's not about face value. And yeah, here we are, product number one, Andrew Tate calendars.
Andrew Tate t-shirts.
Yeah. So before the podcast, Joe says, Mike, do you know who Andrew Tate is? Show how out of touch Joe is with social media.
Well, the whole thing was I had somehow saw some of his leaked course content on YouTube. I don't know how I ended up watching this, but yeah, from what I saw, I only watched a short portion of it. It was a lot of like rehashing all the marketing stuff that like you would hear from, I guess, any internet marketing guru. Like, you know, you got to sell to the same customers over and over again because those, and which is, I'm not saying that that's false. I'm just saying it was kind of funny because having gone through so many courses since 2013, 2014 doing this online, you kind of hear the same stuff over and over and over again. And so, yeah, it just was a lot of the same generic stuff that you hear.
Yeah. Well, so this won't be generic. I hope our advice in and of itself is not generic. I think that's why people like us, Joe. We're not doing the cookie cutter stuff. We're not saying the same things everyone else is saying. We're getting a little bit more in the weeds. So yeah, the way that we're going to start this off is we're going to pick, you want to start with a random word? Do we want to have someone in the stream?
Well, Mike, this is 2023. So let's try to base this on what's 2023, what's happening. You know, 2020, we had a good year because a lot of stuff was going on with the home. You know, one of the stores we sold had a huge spike because it sold a couple different expensive outdoor home products that, you know, basically took off during the COVID era. So what's happening in 2023? Are we going to need like a nuclear fallout shelter? Like, how are we going to determine what's going to be a good product for 2023?
You tell me. The future is unpredictable, Joe, but we're not too far off.
Well, I do feel like there's a lot of doom and gloom predicted. So why don't we just say 2023 is going to be the doom and gloom year? And let's start with that.
Okay. I'm not sure how much our audience will be encouraged by that. But how do you want to approach it?
Let me tell you this. One person suffering is your opportunity.
That's true.
So let's come up with this. So let's say bomb shelter.
The stream's going to get flagged. Okay, here we go. What the hell is it? Bomb shelter fly double? All right. So whether you have a doom and gloom mindset or not, really, we're just starting with an idea. You say, hey, I think the economy is going to crash. I think, you know, this is going to happen. That's going to happen. And I got another idea based off this jump. But we start with a search.
Well, I think, okay. I mean, we're seeing this safe room, storm shelters underground. You know, I'm thinking inclement weather, lots of stuff going on. Like, I say we go right into these safe rooms and see where it brings us. I want to do another search for it, but, you know, a safe room is, there's a whole movie about it, I think, in the early 2000s, I think with Jodie Foster or something.
I think that's about right. Well, Joe, what I was going to suggest is I like this meticulous bomb shelter here by
this?
No, right on the top left there. Metulius. And what I also like is it's coming from a website that is more niche down. I'm not really sure what's on backcountry.com, but I know it's going to be more specific than something like Sam's Club. So okay, now it's, would you click Outland USA? Another seller?
Yeah, okay. I want to.
So here we are. We're on Outland USA, and this is their what is the bomb?
Well, this is a tent. I don't know if it's an actual what protects against.
No, this is legit. Heavy duty junior ballistic abrasion skirt protects the area on the fly between the ledge and the wall from abrasion. Window is positioned on the fly to allow the user. To view the conditions outside without letting the weather inside. Reinforced. I mean, if you're in the center of a bomb going off, this is not going to, you know, be as useful as like a metal bomb shelter. But I think this is like a blast protection.
Yeah, thing. Yeah, yeah.
So here we are. Number one, we just found something I've never even heard of before. So, well, why don't we look at what else Metulius has here? So I'm looking at this price point.
Can you keep a list on your end and then we'll,
yeah, I'm going to keep a list. Oh, so they make, well, you were just on that website, Joe, that had, what happens when you click Metulius? Yeah. And can we sort by, it shop Metulius? I want to sort by like their top, most expensive products here. So highest price on the top there. Or you can do that.
Let's just do highest price. So they have another bomb shelter as well.
Yeah. So, I mean, Joe, what I'm thinking right now, the idea that I'm getting is, so, okay, we have our first product here, Metulius bomb shelter. And so we can bomb shelters, number one product. And so we can go deep into all the different types. This is clearly one I've never seen before, almost like a, you know, a blast proof sort of tent. This is, I guess, a similar thing here, right? So for our podcast listeners that aren't looking on video, this almost looks to be like a cot, but it says bomb shelter on it. So I'm trying to understand here what this actually is.
Yeah, I'm kind of questioning whether this is a bomb shelter or not. Like, if
the other one definitely was, it was talking about like blast abrasions and stuff.
Yeah,
there. Yeah, John Francis says bomb shelter hammocks. Well, I mean, Joe, when I look at this, and my wheels start turning, what I think of is a store that's geared towards like survival. So. Yeah. You have these bomb shelter tent things as one part, and then you can go in a few different directions. So what I started thinking about when you're talking about doom and gloom, you have, let's think about this demographic for a second, right? These people, they're probably going to get some land in the backwoods. They probably are, you know, maybe they're doing some prepping. Maybe they want to be able to live off the grid. So I started thinking about like water filtration systems.
Okay.
That can filter out radiation or just filter out, you know, water from a stream. What if you search water? What if you search water filter or radiation or something?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a ton of this stuff. I'm not going to. Can we look at this one? Air, water, life.
Is this a drop shipping website or is this a company in and of itself?
Oh, yeah, you're right. It's not definitely not a drop shipping website. I thought it was for a second.
Well, go on. What were you gonna
what say? Is this? A filter skid.
I don't know. It's not loading, Joe.
Yeah, it's not loading. I don't know.
Yeah, Evan Drake says supply chain issues equals more people growing food at home. Yeah, possible. I mean, yeah. So, okay.
Oh, well, here's what you're talking about: a house well water filter with UV thing.
Yeah, here we go. Look at this. Protects bacteria, viruses, other contaminants commonly found in well water.
Lasts for 5 years or 500,000 gallons.
Yeah, so maybe you got someone living off the grid. They got a well. They got to filter out that water.
Boom.
And now, again, this opens up, like, what's on this website? They have whole house under sink, like, shower water filters, right? So you're not bathing yourself in fluoride, as it were.
Yeah, well, I mean, if,
like, what's up?
You know, say some of the critical infrastructure goes offline. I mean, would any of this be helpful? If we look at the whole house. Yeah, well, I mean, I think anyway, we could definitely add.
So I put in water filters for radiation or like well water filtration systems.
Yeah, yeah, I think that's. I think we can actually search for well water filtration systems now.
Yeah.
And see where that takes us.
Yeah, well water. There may be even other products associated with well water pressure tank, well water pump. Joe, this is so easy. I don't get it. I don't get how everybody does the same products.
Let's do a fire pit.
13 minutes in. I've never even seen this in my life.
Forget this. Let's go do a let's go do an end table.
Yeah. yes. I mean, this is, I guarantee you there's like a zillion types of pumps. I don't know what the, you know, I'm bearish on pumps, Joe. I don't know.
Are you?
I don't know. Am I? I could be convinced either way. Here's the thing. I feel like there's probably gonna be a zillion types of pumps. Like for example, okay, we're on pumpproducts.com, right?
Yeah.
So let's see how many pump brands there are.
Whoa.
We are not even shopping all of them right now. There's probably a zillion of them. This is why their website is pumpproducts.com. There's probably endless products for them to go after. So I guarantee one of them will let you in, but we're sticking to a particular theme. We're sticking to a particular demographic, Joe. And so if you go to buildassetsonline.com/class, you could see how we create our dropshipping stores to be geared to be very sellable and to create an online business portfolio that could be worth over $1 million. But inside of our actual course, Joe, we have something called the Niche Selection Masterclass. And in that masterclass, we talk about this exact scenario where we're at a crossroads right now with what we've just done in the last 12 minutes. We started looking at bomb shelters. We started looking at, okay, you know, we're thinking about that type of demographic. We're thinking about people that are into more survival, maybe into prepping, living off the grid.
Yeah.
And now we've sort of diverged into this section of things where it's pumps. And so with pumps, you could pepper in some pumps into your survival store that are relevant for that demographic, or you can create an entire store dedicated to just like pumps and stuff like that, right?
Yeah, that is quite a crossroads for this situation. Yeah, you said you're bearish on the pumps. I think.
Well, look at this here. RPS solar pumps.
Yeah.
Here's so tankless pressure pump. So it's solar powered.
Well, this is its own brand, I think.
Right, but if you search up like solar pumps, I guarantee you'll find something.
Yeah.
In engineering school, Joe, I used to scroll up? Scroll down? I was working on something exactly like this. It was basically a solar-powered thing that people would use to like heat up their water.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
And what happened with it?
I don't know. I was just running tests on it. It was like this fucking – I can't curse. But it was like this thing in college where these companies would like work with the school and then you'd kind of like do projects for them.
Okay. I feel like pumps could be a bit too complicated.
Well, just humor me here. Who's calling me? Humor me here and search solar pumps before we move on from the pumping situation here. Because I'm still thinking about the off-the-grid type thing. So, like, I mean, so I see a few different brands. I see Grundfos. I see
Yeah.
There was another one. It was like Gould, G-O-U-L-D or something. So, I mean, this could be an option. But again, the way that we structure our stores, it's not just about, you know, the best products. It's about doing things within a certain angle, or it could be a demographic. It could be just a vertical where maybe pumps don't work out for whatever reason. You have a bunch of different options within your store that can, number one, protect you from seasonality, protect you from one supplier or one particular, you know, type of product having an issue. And, you know, that's just all around the best way to do it so that you're getting sales all year long and you're never short on brands or products to go after.
Yeah. So I'm just clicking around this solar store, and I feel like a lot of this stuff is stuff I haven't heard of, but things that would actually make some great options for what we're talking about here.
Right.
Oh, wow. Would you look at that? Compostable toilets.
Yeah. What do you have to say about those?
I mean, hold on one second. I got to blow my nose.
Why are you doing that? Love David said, been watching your channel for a while. How do you prevent Google suspensions before you get them? I'm scared of getting a suspension when I start advertising. Thank you. Well, the only piece of advice I can give is you have to just set up your store the right way. So if it lacks a return policy, if it lacks a shipping policy, if it lacks like a phone number or something like that, that would be a reason Google suspends you. But I believe inside of our course, Joe, we have, you know, we tell you to make all those things.
Yeah. So look at this. What is this? Home stacked.
What is this?
Some sort of battery stack thing. Anyway, this is stuff I don't even know about, but I feel like we can add something like this to the list for the 2023 right. Products.
Should I put pumps on here or no?
I'll put pumps, and I would put these battery stacks.
I'm putting solar pumps. Before we do the battery stack, why don't we search that again to see what the...
I'm going to search for this brand, Home Grid.
Home Grid batteries stack? Yeah.
Hey, look at this. This is a thing.
Energy Storage Solutions.
Yeah. Energy storage.
This is just, it's just opening up, just, it's just fractals.
Yeah, I mean, look how many brands there are of these energy storage solutions.
Yes, we'll say, I'll say battery packs, energy storage. Yeah, so you can go down all these different rabbit holes, and maybe you don't even need to have the sort of survival prepping store that we're talking about. It was like that pump store. Maybe there's so many pumps out there that you could just say screw it and you know, have a pump store, or you could have an energy store.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like a lot of the stores we've looked at just now, I feel like I like their angles.
Yeah, I think the way to sort of articulate this, because I feel like people have issues understanding what we talk about when we talk about like an angle to a store. I feel like the articulation is you should be able to say in one sentence, I am the authority of blank, and it should make sense. You say, I'm the authority of pumps. I'm the authority of survival. I'm the authority of whatever. But if, you know, if you're like, if your store has, I don't know, like what's an example of the wrong way people do things?
Well, I feel like there's two ends of the spectrum. One is that they're too niche down on a product, and then the store reflects that. The other end is that they're not the master of anything. That's part of the problem.
Exactly. Like, yeah, a lot of people take what we say and try to do something where they're not the master of anything. When we talk about having an angle to your store, about being an authority, you have to be the master of something.
You got to be the master of your domain.
Exactly. Costanza had it right all along. Yeah. So what is this, Joe?
Well, I think this next, so how big is the list looking right now?
We have four products.
Well, look at these wind turbines. I feel like these wind turbines are interesting. Primus wind turbine. You know, if 2023 brings doom and gloom and you got to start generating your own power, like you need a wind turbine.
Who's Primus? Go to there's wait. Go to that one on the right in like the down Northern Arizona. Where'd they go? It was Northern Arizona wind and sun. That's not the first time we've seen them here on this stream. So yeah, interesting. They have a bunch of they get into like marine. What is this?
Yeah. So I feel like this store, I mean, I don't know exactly what they're doing, but I'm not too keen on their angle and their whole setup here. I feel like they're not really the master of their domain here.
Yeah. Cause what do you say here? I'm the expert on wind and sun.
Right. But it doesn't, it doesn't even,
what are they in charge of here? These things don't mesh together.
Yeah, they're just selling like random cables and random pumps, and not even all this has to do with wind and sun.
Yeah, so these things have to be like a good angled store. The products are related via demographic or vertical. So the demographic would be, again, like what we're talking about, someone that's into survival. There are multiple products that are associated with that. They're not all necessarily in the same like vertical, but then the vertical based store would be like the pump store.
Yeah. So I had another idea. So how many products we have? We have like 4 or 5 products right now.
Yeah.
So I feel like we've kind of talked a lot about the survival angle. I feel like there's other things that could be going on in 2023 that might be worth exploring, other categories, if you will. Because a lot of this stuff, I don't know how to. I think it might be worth exploring a different option because
yeah, let's do something else.
A lot of stuff is kind of like looking the same. It's kind of getting kind of boring.
Yeah, I'm bored.
So, like 2023, aging population. A lot of the boomers are retiring. You know, this is making me think like nursing home, like assisted living type thing. You know where I'm going with this?
No.
Okay. So I'll give you an example. When Ezra Firestone made his brand, the Cindy Boom thing.
Yeah.
How it's like makeup for older women. That's the thing. Yeah. And this thing is what? It's probably like 5-10 years old at this point. And it's catering to one of the biggest demographics, which would be women over 50.
Right.
So that's one of the biggest demographic groups it was back then. And in 2023, those women that are over 50 are going to be now, you know, entering 60, 70.
Okay.
So what does that mean? I think that could mean, you know, we need more assisted living, medical.
Okay.
More things like that. So let's try.
Well, why don't we could just regularly Google like home assisted living. Okay. Or you just jump right into it. Yeah. Electric sit to stand lifts.
Yeah. Here we go.
So boom, Rehab Mart.
Let's take a look at this. Best and sit to stand home bariatric lift. So I thought bariatric meant obese, but in this situation, this is helping someone stand up and down, basically.
Right.
But so my point is that with the aging population, the demand for this stuff is going to be higher. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. So we'll put standing lifts.
Sit to stand.
This is a bariatric lifts, but I'm looking at the breadcrumb here. It says patient lifts and standing lifts. So there's many, many lifts that you can deploy. There's ceiling lifts and overhead track systems. It's interesting.
Yeah. So, I mean,
I'll put in lift systems.
Right. Lift systems. As you know, there's going to be more older people needing assistance in their homes. This is going to be some of the stuff that's going to be used. What do you think about that? What do you think about that?
Yeah, I'm thinking about it. And so this, again, is like a great website to provide ideas for, okay, we have this one product idea. We really like it. We want to build some more ideas around this type of situation. And so here we are, just already, look at this, the home care furniture.
I'm about to go off right now. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm about to go off. Because people talk to us, they're like, you know, I just clicked this home care furniture thing. What most people do, even after we tell them in detail what they should be doing, they go and say, oh, I'm going to sell furniture. What do you mean you're going to sell furniture? I don't know. I'm thinking like desks, tables, fire pits. Like they just come up with the same stuff over and over again.
Right.
Now, I'm not some sort of genius or anything, but we just came up with this stuff live on stream here. Like, this is like the perfect situation.
Yeah. I'm here. I'm witnessing to it. I'm witness to it, I should say. Let's scroll down. I want to see what else is under this home care furniture situation they got here. So one thing that sticks out to me was the lift chairs. What is this, kinesthetic learning? They're getting a little crazy here. They got school furniture. I don't know what they're trying to get out with this, but for us, I think the takeaway is, well, why don't we go into back into the lift chairs? And I'm putting that in the list, Joe. I like that.
I like that too.
We'll click into it. The lift chairs. I want to see what they got going on. Because it says from $499. So you have to believe that's the low point. Lift chairs?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got these lifting recliners. Can we see how many of these are out in the world?
Like, you want to search for a brand?
I want to search like lift chair recliner just in Google and see like how much comes up.
Okay.
Right, so we got even more here that's going to be a gateway to finding more products. We got ASM Militi Sleep Galleria. I don't know what that has to do with anything. Massage Tables Now, MedMart. So, like, for me, I feel like MedMart would be a good rabbit hole we can go into to see what else they have, because it's kind of going along with this, this demographic we're trying to serve, this industry we're trying to get some products for. You see what I'm talking about, Joe? MedMart in the middle.
Sorry, I got kind of lost.
Joe's losing it right now.
I don't even know. I just like
go back. Go back to the Google search. No, like the all the way on the right, your right tab.
Sorry, dude. I just spaced out for like 30 seconds.
Jesus. All right, no, so go up. So we're going to go into MedMart.
The medication's wearing off.
Just about to pass out live on air. This is your flu game, Joe. You got to kick it into high gear.
Yeah.
So look at this, 65 reviews. I have to say, you good?
I don't know, man. All right, 65 reviews.
That's a lot of reviews for one product. Do you agree or do you disagree?
No, I agree. That's good.
We got to get Joe in the power lift chair right now. So let's explore on MedMart a little bit more. So if we, what do they got? What type of categories they got?
Hospital beds, mobility scooters,
bath safety. You got wheelchair ramps. Go to I like wheelchair vehicle lifts or wheelchair ramps. I feel like those are like underground.
Well, what about these ramps seem interesting.
Yeah. It's funny that we're actually okay, so they go from $65 to $4,000. So I'm assuming the cheaper ones are just like, you know, these more single fold type ones. But when you clicked in, it had those ramps that it seemed like there was almost like its own sort of walkway to get into someone's house. Yeah, like modular ramps. There we go. There was actually someone in our old neighborhood, Joe, that had one of these in front of their house.
Yeah.
It's funny because I yesterday I drove by and it wasn't there anymore, and I was just thinking about these.
And now here it is.
$14,000.
Add it to the list.
Wait, click this first one here, Joe. Because it's given two prices. It's given $454, but it's given $18,000 as well. And it has a shitload of reviews. Okay, so it's from. So it's like you kind of build your own.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, I would assume you have to.
Right. They didn't spell sectional right, but – or maybe it's like one of those divider things, but Joe's losing it. But so anyway, I think this is my favorite one yet. I'm going to put this in while you're sneezing in silence there. Modular home ramps. So right now we're at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We got to get to 3 more products, Joe. See, even when the odds are against us.
3 more products?
Joe's dying. We're still going to come up with the 10 products.
It's crazy. Like, it's wearing off now.
Well, I think there were some other good ones, right? So there were like the lifts, like the wheelchair lifts, scooter and wheelchair vehicle lifts to the left, up, down. Oh my God.
Scooter. Oh, yeah. Here we go. Here we go. You got, Mike, you got to drive next time.
I can't drive. I'm not the, you're the driver.
Look at this. This is, guy, you know what? You talk about a guy in your neighborhood. A guy in my neighborhood, in my old neighborhood, had one of these on his Honda Fit, the Pilot, the big one.
Damn, that's crazy.
Just like that. He would get his scooter in, and he would walk around to the car and get in the car. But I mean, every time we do this, I just want to go off, Mike.
Tell the live chat to say we're going off. Tell her to...
I'm going off because this is so easy. Like, we come up with so many of these ideas, so many of these angles, and then people come to us with the dumbest stuff I've ever seen.
It's true. So we're at 8. We're at 37 minutes. I think we're making good time. Hit it. Go to all departments. Let's batteries. What is this? It says home care over there with some wooden thing. I thought that was like a shuffleboard situation, but it's not. It's like I guess something, I don't know. Something you could like eat on a bed, I guess. You got PPE going here, hyperbaric chambers, cryotherapy. Click into the cryotherapy. Third on the top.
Yeah.
God damn.
Yeah, a vacuum. What is this? A treadmill inside a chamber?
Cryo tread? What does this even mean?
I think it's a treadmill inside of a cold chamber. Or it's a vacuum.
Which used opposite zero gravity technology. This rehab treadmill combines vacuum negative resistance with infrared heating and aromatherapy.
Oh my God.
I don't even understand here. What is negative vacuum resistance? Can you Google that for me?
I don't even know what that says.
All right, get out of it. Let's go back to the vacuum star treadmill there on the right, the rightmost tab. So what else? What else does this brand have? Vacuavicus? Vacuactivus. But see, Joe, you know what I like here that this website is doing? As a side note, because it's not about just products. It's about your website as well. It's about the angle. It's about your conversion assets, as we like to call them. This does not have any reviews, But what they did here was they put some reviews.
Look at that.
Right below the add to cart, just for the store. That's sick.
I like that.
That is sick.
Then I can click check out more reviews.
See, that takes you away from the product page, but yeah. That is a fantastic idea right there. If any of you guys are listening to this, you have a store and people say, I don't have a lot of reviews, whatever, whatever. This is a fantastic option if a lot of your products don't have reviews, but you have some store reviews or reviews on other products. You just implant them.
It's amazing what you can find just poking around at other websites. Yeah, that's what people don't want to do, Mike. You know, I remember back in the day when we were getting into it, all I would do was poke around on other websites.
We were poking.
I would have 20 tabs open, all different websites, and we'd always be talking, oh, look what they did, look what they did, look what they did. We got to do this, we got to do this, we got to do this. But no one wants to do that anymore.
Yeah, they want to just poke us, like Facebook. Say, what's the best niche?
These kids today, they're not ready.
You know, sometimes people aren't ready, and that's okay, because the only way to get ready is to just get started.
Yeah. How can they get started?
Well, they can go to buildassetsonline.com/class and check out our new free web class. We show you this. We give you the 10,000 foot view. We give you the 1 foot view, everything you need to build an online business portfolio worth over $1 million, just as we've done. And what else is there to say? Classic Ashton. What you got? It's a mattress, a leisure mattress.
I don't know what that means, but it's interesting, whatever it is. Like, it's interesting that it, you know, people say, I think one of the general rules of thumb with high ticket drop shipping is don't drop ship mattresses. But there's always a way in which you can take something that's not supposed to be drop shipped, because like with mattresses, you have all those stupid brands out there like Casper and all, you know, all the other ones that just, you know, it's all about the marketing and the whatever. But then there's always that edge case, like some medical mattress or something. Yeah. Add it to the list.
What are we calling this? A leisure mattress?
I would say, let's just say medical mattress, because yeah. I don't know.
Well, this leisure mattress thing makes me think now about like how you got like this friggin' hippies, and they have just like the rooms that have, it's like one big, it's like a padded, almost like a sofa, but not really a sofa because it's like on the ground. You know what I'm saying? Like a hookah lounge.
Who has that?
I'm just saying it exists.
Okay.
You ever go to like a hookah lounge or something?
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Like leisure type furniture.
Yeah. Well, look at this. A microclimate cover for like a medical bed.
Yeah. Climate cover. Vapor resistant, patient use. Single patient use mattress cover.
I mean, yeah. I feel like that's this is perfect for what we were talking about before. This is a little cheap, but you know, getting into this area, the margin on this has to be pretty good though, because it's just a cover.
Yeah. I'm trying to look up some others here. I'm not seeing like I was looking at like medical mattress cover or something, because. You like a standard mattress cover, it was probably really, really cheap. But it's like, how do we change these things so they can suit a more expensive use case?
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
Microclimate cover. Yes, like a time mat. Exactly. Evan Drake. That's what I was talking
about. Look, they have a whole category of hospital bed mattresses. This is exactly what I'm talking about. This is branded mattresses that are not like Nectar or Casper or Naturepedic or all these other ones. This is like medical grade type stuff.
And you know why this flies in the face of all the dropshipping advice that says don't dropship mattresses? Because they're talking about the regular mattress industry, where it's just you're selling a regular mattress to a regular person. You could easily just break off from that and serve a more niche demographic where you don't have soft form doing, you know, commercials on the Super Bowl or whatever, because they don't have that type of advertising budget. They're not going after everybody. They're going after a very specific subset. So if you have a website similar to this, where it's about medical stuff, it's about rehab, whatever, they're likely to let you in, and you're not going to be competing with Casper. You're not going to be competing with friggin' Mattress Firm. That's just a money laundering scheme. So
yeah,
you can sell these things. Pressure guard, alternating pressure and lateral. What does that say down there? I guess is that like to prevent bed sores or something? Scroll down a little bit. Yeah, see. Oh, I don't. This is deep. Yeah. Facilitates transfers, CPR, and daily living activities. This stuff goes deep. I don't know. So here, where are we at right now? We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I think I missed one here. Mobility lift, zero gravity treadmills. I got 8 right now, Joe.
Oh my god. Is eight good enough?
I think 8's good enough. These people want 10. They can't get everything they want. We've come up with literally, there's hundreds of product types. If people just watch this video and see what we're doing and just see what's on these websites. So that's really the conclusion. Is there 10 best products that exist online for dropshipping? Technically, no. But it's about how you angle your store to sell these products. If you have a friggin' regular home website and you try to sell pressure guard, alternating pressure, and lateral rotation mattress, number one, you're not even going to get in.
Yeah. And Mike, I watched – I'm about to go off again, honestly, because
– Be careful.
I was watching a video today, and the guy in the video was talking about dropshipping products. And he was going over criteria. He was going over search volume. He was going over demand, looking at the Google Trends. It's just such a waste of time.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Look what we did on this stream. It's simple. It's easy. It's straightforward. It makes sense. There's no metrics that you are going to see that's going to guide you to glory.
Yeah, you will never get to the pressure guard, alternating pressure, and lateral rotation mattress by crunching some stupid freaking search volume numbers, because you're never even going to get to that point. You're going to get stuck on doing the same products everyone else does, crunching numbers for freaking 3 weeks, and you're like, all right, well, I'm going to do couches. I don't know. You're going to do the same thing everyone else does. You're going to do end tables.
Yeah.
In 40 minutes, Joe has the flu. We've shown so many products that I've never even seen people try to attempt.
I don't know what else is there to say, Mike.
I don't know what else to say either.
I feel like we did it again. Could it be presented in a 10-minute format that's suitable for quick watching? People would like it more, but...
We're lazy. We like to have fun. We like to take it easy. I don't want to sit here and make, you know, chop up a video to give people 10 products they're not going to use anyway. So the people that are they're going to come and they're going to watch this, they're going to get the long form. They're going to understand our intent and our thinking behind why we do this. And they're probably going to be more likely to go out and do something the right way. I would hope. Like, Joe, I don't know. Do you see – you're not, like, on Instagram. You're not on TikTok, whatever.
Not yet. I'm getting on Twitter.
That has nothing to do with it. But these short form videos, these like under 1 minute videos that people make, they're like 10 best niches, or you know,
yeah,
here's how I increased my ROAS. Like, you can never, nobody's ever gonna use this. It's ever gonna be useful to people. And it's just endless. It's an endless amount of it. Next.
I was gonna say, I'm getting on Vines. Isn't that what's coming?
Oh my god, Joe, I'm gonna put you in the freaking geriatric lift.
You should
get you off the freaking stream. Vine just shut down a decade ago, Joe.
But it's coming back.
I don't know about that.
All right.
Isaiah Jordan said, I appreciate you guys. The knowledge is amazing. Thank you. Your knowledge is amazing. It's amazing we have knowledge as a human species. But we're going to go over the products we came up with. We're going to start from where do we start here? First product. What? Bomb shelters. That was number one. And you have the conventional, like, huge metal ones. We were looking at tents that were, like, suitable for blasts. I didn't even fully understand it. But that's for you to dive into and to create a store around. The second one we had, to pull it up, were radiation water filters or well water filtration systems. So we were going off of the idea of people that, you know, they're going to the bomb shelter, they're going off the grid. What type of products can we serve them? Water filters for radiation, for well water. And so we were sticking with the off the grid type angle for a bit. And then we moved on to solar pumps. I mean, and we saw at that point how many pumps exist. You can create a store, a huge store, just based off of pumps. What was next? We had battery packs, energy storage. Again, sticking with the off-the-grid theme. But you can have an entire store likely dedicated to these things. Probably even get, like, I guess, generators or energy storage. Not that that's, like, the best niche. And then we moved off the grid, or we moved off the off-grid products. And we looked at lift systems. So like geriatric lifts or bariatric lifts. There were like ceiling lifts, all sorts of different things for lifting people and the aging population. And Joe, as he suffers through the rest of the stream. We got into like furniture for old people. So I wrote down lift chairs, basically recliners that can help you get up. There were different examples of this type of furniture.
I'm going to sell chairs. Well, there you go. Sell the right kind of chairs.
Modular home ramps. This was my favorite one, Joe.
Absolutely. Yeah. This one was top notch.
Because people can make it as expensive as they want. It's virtually indestructible. It's just metal and low tech. So this was a good one. Modular home ramps.
So like all this stuff makes such great, like, not that I would want to make a site like this, but like Amazon affiliate, like niche site ideas.
Yeah. That's where your head's going.
No, it's not. But I'm just saying, cause like it's the same thing. Everyone does like kitchen and like,
yeah,
juicers, like outdoors.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And then we had, I wrote mobility lifts for short, but lifts for your car to put in scooters, wheelchairs, things of that nature. That was a good one too. Then we had zero gravity treadmills. It was like cryo treadmills. It was all sorts of crazy stuff. And, you know, I would guess that these are probably not the most popular, but there's probably an insane markup on them. You probably make a lot once you sell them. And it's not that you're going to make zerogravitytreadmill.com. You're going to pad it in with whatever else you think suits the demographic or suits the industry. And then lastly, we had hospital bed mattresses, such as this thing we're looking at here, the Pressure Guard APM Squared Alternating Pressure and Lateral Rotation Mattress. And so what else do you need? What else can we give you that we have not already given you?
That's about it, man. I mean, well, Isaiah asked a question. So how do you know if a product is actually able to be drop shipped? I'm going to answer this in a way that you're not going to like. The truth is you don't, until you take that next step and contact the supplier. And I'll just leave it at that.
I don't want to leave it at that. I want to add something else.
All right, add something else.
If a manufacturer is making a product, they will drop ship it. It's just a matter of, will they drop ship it for you? So there's been situations where you can get in with a supplier. They don't usually drop ship, but they'll do it for you. If you're coming in with the right leverage, you have your store is done the proper way, you have sales, that's something down the line. But the only way, like Joe was trying to allude to, was to just get in there and call people. And that's why this whole stream, we've been talking about not just to think about things in terms of a product, but to think about your entire store and how you're going to angle it. So if you have a store that's dedicated towards, you know, the aging population, as it were, you have the lifts, you have the ramps, you have the mattresses, and it's virtually impossible you're going to go through that entire industry and not find several suppliers that are going to drop ship. You got anything else to add, Joe?
No. I'm like, my brain is like skipping in like 30 second increments. I got to get off here.
All right. We're going to shut it down. BuildAssetsOnline.com/class, free web class. I'm not going to say it again. Just go. It's free. And Joe's going to get some rest on his alternating pressure and lateral rotation mattress. But you, in the meantime, should go and take it easy.
All right. See you later, guys.